crummy day at school today. I did bad on my spelling test, and I spilled milk all over my lunch.
Sounds like a tough day, but did you know you can still be thankful? Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. My name is Zach. So the other day, I was driving to the studio when I got a flat tire. I thought I would be really late, but thankfully someone stopped to help me. I know life's not always easy, but even on tough days, it's important to be grateful. Instead of focusing on what's gone wrong, why not focus on something good? That way we can praise God no matter what, just like it says in Psalm 150, verse 6, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." And now for our story. It's entitled Super Sawyer Praise. Sawyer was kicking the soccer ball around the front yard when his dad drove up. "Hey, Sawyer man," Dad said as he got out of the car. "How's it going?" Sawyer shrugged. "I don't think I did well on my spelling test at school today, and it was supposed to be my turn to feed the class hamster, but Jasper said it was his turn. Then I spilled my milk all over the lunch table, and I have tons of homework," he sighed. "So, not that great." "I'm sorry you had a rough day," Dad said. "Want to talk about it?" Sawyer poked at a mound in the grass with his foot. "Maybe later." "Well, remember, you can talk to God about it too," said Dad. "He wants to hear about your problems, and even on tough days, he wants to hear you say thank you to him too." Sawyer wrinkled his forehead. "He does?" Dad nodded. "Some days you may not feel like it, but that's when you need to do it the most. Start by telling him how you're feeling and why, and then say thank you to him. Thank him for loving you and for sending Jesus to save you. Thank him for the blessings in your life. Even when things are difficult, you can be thankful because of the joy Jesus gives you." Dad scooped up the soccer ball. "Time for some Super Sawyer praise," he exclaimed as he pretended to flex his muscles. "Ready?" He tossed the ball at Sawyer. "I'm thankful you're my son," he shouted. Sawyer caught the ball. "I'm thankful I'm your son too," he tossed the ball back to Dad. "Is that a smile I see?" Dad asked with a grin as he threw the ball to Sawyer. Sawyer knee-bumped the ball back to Dad. "I'm thankful I can play outside." "I'm thankful we can talk to Jesus anytime," Dad said, stopping the ball with his foot and then kicking it back to Sawyer. Sawyer and Dad kept the ball going back and forth as they shouted out things they were thankful for. With each toss and kick of the ball and each thank you to God, Sawyer started to feel lighter somehow. He decided he was going to start saying thank you to Jesus a whole lot more. Well, how about you? Have you ever had a day when things just didn't seem to go right? Get out some crayons or markers and start making your own thank you list. When you're finished, post the list where you can see it every day. This will help remind you that there's always something to thank Jesus for. Our key verse is in the Psalms, chapter 150, verse 6.
"Let everything that has breath praise the Lord."
And our key thought for today, praise and thank God.
Hey, Zach, why is there sadness?
Hey, Declan, there's sadness because there's sin in the world. Sin causes people to do bad things to each other, and that brings about pain. And often that pain causes people to be sad. One thing to remember is that it won't always be that way. Revelation 21:4 reminds us, "He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." But for now, remember that Jesus knows what it's like to be sad, because sometimes he felt that way too. And no matter what, he promises to always be with you. Well, I hope that helps. I'm Zach. Thanks for spending time with Keys for Kids.